Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is not something that we can simply look past or pretend didn't happen or try to move on. We've got to make sure this never happens again.
Liz Cheney, the congresswoman from Wyoming, who's been censured and took a lot of heat from the Republican Party, sounding off about the soon-to-be impeachment trial that'll get underway this week in the Senate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that you and yours are well in whatever hamlet you hail from. Help is coming. It feels like it anyway. I don't know why, but I felt flooded with optimism as we kicked off this Monday in February. And maybe it was because I was just a little bit cold. Some of that cold weather. We're all going to be under an Arctic blast, all of us together, except for a few people in California, Nevada, and Florida. And we may have 10 days of it. So maybe that's what it was. I was a little bit cold. No, seriously, I do feel like something is lifting, and I hope this deep feeling that I'm getting is right. I can't explain it, but, of course, we're all over COVID-19, and this is the buzz in the land, in your backyard and mine. It is the first thing that people talk about when I meet them, even if we don't want to talk about it. And when I say when I meet them over Zoom or occasionally social distancing, but I haven't done very much of that. And when I've done it, I've been very, very cautious. I've had a couple of friends who have lost their spouses. I've had two friends who lost their fathers. I have another friend who just lost his sister, and one of my friends went through COVID and said he wouldn't wish this on his worst enemy. And he was on the show the other day and said it was the worst thing ever, quarantining, freaking out, anxiety attacks when he never has them, night sweats, and just not wanting to go to the hospital, scared to death that he would end up in some hospital bed somewhere and that would be it. And he's got young children, so thank goodness he got through to the other side. So since I kicked off with Liz Cheney, here's what the scoop is on the impeachment process. I mean, it's obviously moving forward in the Senate, and the argument for the president as to why is he in this situation and what his lawyers are saying, that this isn't right, because they're saying free speech. Free speech is one of the things that they'll hang their hat on in having this trial and be that defense, because he's not going to testify, he's not going to be there. And that's the case that they prepared. First Amendment especially is the big one. And then the other one is that can you try a former president? So it comes down to that on the defense side. And we obviously are very aware of what the Democrats are going to talk about. They're going to talk about, look what happened on the 6th. Look how scary it was. Look what happened to our nation, our seat of government, and the threats that were being leveled and the destruction and all of that. And the videos and the threats, I think, are going to be part of the case. There is this back and forth as to whether there'll be witnesses and whether that's allowed. So will there be some subpoenas or not? There may be. But get ready for more of the divided states of America, because nothing has changed. If anything, we're more polarized than ever. So this is what, 5 weeks after the Capitol riots? And now the Senate impeachment process that's moving forward. There was a poll that showed, a new poll that showed, more than 9 in 10 Democrats, but fewer than 2 in 10 Republicans say they believe the former president was a major contributor to the insurrection. Only 11% of California Republicans favor a Senate conviction of former President Trump compared with 92% of the state's Democrats. Now, are you shocked by this? This poll was released by Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies. I'm not shocked at all by that. We are more divided, so we would, of course, be divided on this. On Sunday, Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana, denounced the proceedings in which the House impeached Trump last month. He said if it happened in the Soviet Union, you would have called it a show trial. That's what he said on Meet the Press. You heard what Liz Cheney said. She's the third-ranking member of the House Republican leadership, and she defended joining nine other Republicans last month in voting to impeach Trump. And as you heard her words, she said we can't look past or pretend it didn't happen or try to move on. We have to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So I'll give you a few little stats, other things that are out there floating around about opinions. There was a study that was done for the Associated Press, and they found 1 in 10 Republican voters nationwide support the conviction of the former president. Again, that's not surprising. That could be about the share of the 50 Republican senators who vote to convict. Because let's face it, that's not happening. And that's the story that we keep talking about. The numbers aren't there. Both sides do agree on something. They expect the trial to last about a week, which would make it shorter than the one a year ago. But that might not hold up because there's still some of those details. If there are people that are called to testify, that would take longer. So it may be a couple of weeks. That's, I think, one of the unclear things about this. That I don't know if that's going to happen. We don't know if that's going to happen or not. By the way, there are a large majority of people that blame social media, political polarization, disinformation for what's happened. Democrats, too. So Democrats are saying that. Republicans are saying each of those were a major factor in contributing to the riot. So there's a little bit of agreement on that. But that's vague, too, because what specifically are we talking about? Social media is all those are broad terms. And what disinformation and what all of that in between, you know, what specifics are we talking about? So needless to say, I think a lot of people will be paying attention to this, but no conviction, move on and play this thing out. And that's what it is. It'll just be played out, and then there'll be reaction around the world as to what's going on in the United States, and we'll move past it, and we have to be concerned about the pandemic. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go on trial for what they did, the damage that they did to the Capitol, and they're going to do some time. Not everybody, but there are some that are going to do time, and they're shocked that they're in that position. But they put themselves all over that social media and pumped it out there and showed their faces everywhere. So there's a mountain of evidence against certainly more than a handful. We know that more than 150 have been charged. But how those cases play out, I think it'll be different all the way through it. But particularly the people that were in the, you know, in the mains of what was going on, where they were constantly photographed and you could see them damaging property, they're going to end up doing some sort of time. And their defense of the president told me to do it will not hold up. It will not hold up. All right, coming up, we got numbers for you, all kinds of numbers, including the latest on COVID-19. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Here on this edition of We Can Count. COVID deaths in the U.S., 465,000 and counting, 27.1 million cases of confirmed COVID-19 cases. That is, that's the 465,000 deaths. 232 million worldwide, by the way. More vaccines are on the way. Lots of conversation about that. We'll have more of those conversations on this show in the coming week, certainly. I know that many pharmacies are getting doses and people are signing up there. There are large vax sites across the United States. It's all about being patient, because trying to get on lists and digging around can be very, very tough, especially for some of the older people who don't have access and don't maneuver around technology, some as well as others. Although on this show, we've had people that we've interviewed all over the world and the country in their 90s who are perfect when they come on Zoom or other ways that we tape some of those, record some of those conversations. Bitcoin topped 47,000 for a first time, for the first time after a big Tesla purchase. So that's right, that's a fresh record, and that was the announcement of the $1.5 billion investment in the largest cryptocurrency. So it rose as much as 6.3% to that almost 47,493 in Asian trading before going off with some of the gains, but the company said it would begin accepting digital token as a form of payment for its electronic cars, for its electric cars. And so the developments amounted to the biggest endorsement of what is controversial cryptocurrency a couple years ago. Steve Forbes was on the show with me, and he liked aspects of not cryptocurrency. He liked aspects of what you could do with technology as far as, you know, making an impenetrable chain, right, blockchain, but he did and thought that was brilliant and would work, but didn't like cryptocurrency at all because he kept coming back to what is it backed by. Elon Musk, Tesla's CEO and the world's richest man, has for weeks been commenting about digital coins, and so the prices have been rocking a little bit, and sure enough, he dives in, and that's it. Stocks hit record highs. So the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ ended at records, and I think that's powered by the hope of the stimulus. And then there was also gains in the energy sector, and that made a very big difference. So all the numbers were up across the board. And why are they up across the board? Because, you know, what drives the market is negative news and positive news. Biden isn't expected, the president, to see his full $1.9 trillion plan, COVID-19 relief, enacted, but he is looking at a portion of it and talking about the portion of it is that $1,400 and the other numbers around it. So it looks like that has legs and could happen and will be based on 2019 and 2020 tax returns. So individuals, 75,000, they would get the 14 or less, the 1400, anything over that they wouldn't, or 150,000 for a couple. But it was a good Monday, let's put it that way. And there was also other things that I think buoyed the market. The $50 billion in additional funding for U.S. airlines and transit systems and airports and railways, and $3 billion to assist aviation manufacturers with their payroll costs. That's all part of what this plan is, provided it goes all the way through. So those are some pretty big numbers for sure. Speaking of numbers, there were no numbers when it came to the Super Bowl. It's always a big deal, the Nielsen numbers. Well, how many people watched the Super Bowl? And guess what? They somehow gunked it up. A spokesperson for Nielsen, finally, because everybody wants to know the numbers, said Super Bowl numbers are still being processed and verified. That's a shocker. That hasn't happened in my lifetime, to my knowledge. So Super Bowl 55 ratings are not out yet. They're saying they anticipate the final figures will be available on Tuesday. I think it sounds like when we get them, we'll let you know. But we don't have them right now. We do have this number. The Buccaneers beat Kansas City 31-9. So it was the Bucs over the Chiefs on CBS. I mean, you would think there'd be a captive audience. There were plenty of people that weren't going to super spreader events and bars and stayed home to watch. I don't know. Maybe the ratings have dropped down. You know, advertisers care about that because they're promised certain things. I mean, they're paying $5.5 million for a 30-second ad. There are definite expectations, but will those expectations be met or not? I don't know. Have you ever watched Discovery Channel's Alaskan Bush People? It is interesting. I've seen one or two of them. Billy Brown is the star and the patriarch of that series. He died after suffering a seizure. His son, Bear Brown, who's also on the show, confirmed it on Instagram. He was 68 years old. And Bear Brown wrote, "We are heartbroken to announce that our beloved patriarch, Billy Brown, passed away last night after suffering from a seizure. He's our best friend, a wonderful and loving dad, granddad, husband. He will be dearly missed. He lived his life on his terms, off the grid and off the land, and taught us to live like that as well." And that's exactly what it's about. That's what that show is about. And it's pretty popular because people are intrigued by first of all, where they're filming it, how they're living, that whole thing. And I'm sure, I don't know what the ratings are for that, but I think they're pretty decent. And so that's a obviously sad for that family and all the big fans of that show. How about, you know, I mentioned Elon Musk and what he's doing with Bitcoin. And now that Jeff Bezos is not going to be the face so much behind Amazon, I mean, obviously it's still his company, but at 57 and a lifelong space enthusiast and the world's second richest person behind Musk, said as he's stepping down as the chief executive of the e-commerce mega giant, he's looking to focus on other things like personal projects. So what does he want to do? I guess when you have a lot of money, you want to go into space, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to work on his space companies and where they're headed, battling it out to win certain contracts and to have a push to return humans to the moon in a few years. That was one of his big wishes. So he told Amazon employees he would stay engaged in important Amazon initiatives, but he was going to devote time to Blue Origin and other philanthropic and media, that's interesting, media passions. And he's liquidated about $1 billion. Can you imagine? Oh, let's just liquidate about $1 billion of our stock. And he did that. He has been doing that to fund Blue, which he said in 2018 was the most important work I'm doing. There's something about the lore of space when you have serious bucks that you want to play in that sandbox, in that space, and it makes sense. Musk, Bezos, they're right there. And he has a lot of catching up to do to Musk, because we've seen what he's been able to do and the fact that NASA has hitched rides from Elon Musk. And people told him he was crazy, that he couldn't do it, and he proved him wrong. No matter what you think of Elon Musk, he absolutely did that, no doubt about it. So if you were planning to go away in the spring, bummer, lots of people are canceling those vacations because, yeah, we're in this pandemic thing and a lot of people don't want to travel now. And plus, places they want to go aren't really open. People who wanted to go to Las Vegas, well, Las Vegas is there, but do you really want to celebrate a big milestone in a Vegas that's sort of closed and you're social distancing and it's not what the world used to be? The United Nations World Tourism Organization says international arrivals for people would take international trips fell 74% last year. How much it wiped out? $1.3 trillion in revenue. Wow, that is wild. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we're talking about GameStop.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice will seek the resignation of most U.S. attorneys who were appointed by President Trump. First reported Monday by CNN, the calls for the resignation of some 56 U.S. attorneys could come as soon as Tuesday. Asking U.S. attorneys from the previous administration to resign is seen as a routine move when a new president begins their term. Two U.S. attorneys that will remain on the job are Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, whose office is leading the investigation into Hunter Biden, and Special Counsel John Durham, who is leading an investigation into the origins of the probe into President Trump's campaign and alleged links with Russia. And officials are discussing requiring a negative COVID test in order to board a domestic flight. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Axios on HBO that there are ongoing discussions over putting that measure into place.
Well, there's an active conversation with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is it's going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, and by the input of the people who are actually going to have to carry this out.
This is USA Radio News. Tesla is making a large investment in cryptocurrency. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Tesla announced in its Securities and Exchange Commission filing Monday that it has bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. The company said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. The purchase of the cryptocurrency will give Tesla liquidity once it starts accepting it for payments. The SEC filing also indicated Tesla had more than $19 billion in cash and cash equivalents on hand at the end of 2020. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed President Biden's pick to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. By an 87-7 vote, Dennis McDonough was confirmed Monday, replacing Robert Wilkie as VA Secretary. McDonough previously served as Chief of Staff under President Obama and touted that experience during his confirmation hearing. McDonough becomes the seventh of President Biden's cabinet nominees to be confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
With the markets, and all of you keep sending me all kinds of emails about what's going on with GameStop and what's the deal about Robinhood and what's going to happen to the markets, and even some of you saying, I have a 401k, what's your financial advice? And I always talk about, in the past I've talked about my experiences and what I've seen on Wall Street and what I've seen in the market, etc. So joining us now, he's in our virtual green room. Bob Koch is with us, and he is a former white-collar inmate, so he's behind bars. He was sentenced to 5 years for wire fraud by the government in 1999, and he's looked at the economy from all sides of this. I mean, super smart guy, a mortgage banker from New Jersey, but again, did time, came out, what happened before that, all that kind of stuff. So Bob, for you, what's it like watching, first of all, before we go into the whole banking thing, what's it like watching what's happening now on Wall Street with Robinhood and Reddit and all of the people that are doing the day trading thing and how they're making the stocks go up and down, basically?
Well, Kate, it's like the movie Groundhog Day. If you go to my website, I have on the very top of my new program I just released called Reset, there's a phrase that says, for those who do not learn business history, you'll be doomed to repeat it. And this is exactly what happened in 2008 with the market just rallying like crazy. Real estate market was just beaming. People were paying over market value for stuff. And then it fell like it took the Nestle plunge. So we're back.
Yeah, we're back in the same place that we were before. So, like you say about history repeating itself, I think people have to remember, especially if, depending on their age, if they were in the middle of this, what do? I think you grab a coat and you duck for a while.
Well, I think the what is about to happen is to look at really what transpired in these past few weeks between the investors that came on and what the big boys thought they were going to do. You know, this is very much like the movie The Big Short. And if I can explain in extraordinarily remedial terms, what happened here is you had two teams on the grid for, let's say, the Super Bowl, the red team and the blue team. Now, the red team, you know, they're number one Super Bowl winners in the past, and the blue team says, we're going to win. So what they do, you are allowed to have 11 players on the field during the game to proceed. Now, what the blue team did was they knew that the quarterback had a sprained ankle, so they brought their cousin Carmine and six other guys to sit in the stands, and they ran on the field and decided, okay, now we're going to take over and run for the touchdown. That's exactly what happened. The red team thought, oh, these are just a bunch of rookies. They're not going to do anything. And this is exactly, you had a couple of individuals with real vision. You have to remember GameStop, just like funeral homes, unfortunately, are making money during the pandemic. Why? Your kids are home. They're playing Fortnite. They're playing all these games that I have no idea what's happening. And that's basically what they did. They ran over them. And the shock is still trying to be absorbed by the red team.
Well, so see, you understand. I mean, you understand about the manipulation. I mean, you have a good sense of humor. But you, for you, I mean, you did 5 years for wire fraud. So did you see the opening? And that's what happened with you. You got sucked into it?
You know, very similar. I was brokering loans through a company called Household Finance. Years ago, they were a big, big lender, but they were the first predatory lender identified by the U.S. government and sued. Now, you could never amortize a household loan. I picked up on that right away. And yes, I was the blue team. I went in and I borrowed money on their investor loan programs. We purchased distressed properties, fixed them up, sold them, paid the loans off even though they were at 24% interest. But the information we used was not exactly accurate, and that's where I ended up in trouble.
Wow. So what's your advice to people, and you being so honest and talking about your experience, especially when we're talking about mortgages and banking and all that kind of stuff, and especially when we're talking about what's happening with cities and towns that are filing for bankruptcy, people are getting away.
Well, here's why. What I would do, and what I'm recommending everyone to do, is invest in municipal tax liens, because the commercial real estate market, it was starting to implode prior to the pandemic. Now, to give you a little history again on this, the city of Paterson, New Jersey, during the first Industrial Revolution, they allowed shopkeepers and commercial building owners to put apartments on top of those buildings. They suspended zoning because farmers were coming into the city to go to work at Colt Firearms and these other huge factories that were popping up all over. So this was the birth of the mixed-use building. That has to happen right now in New Jersey. I live on the I-80 corridor. Now, I-80, they have these enormous five-story office buildings that have been completely vacant for a year. My suggestion, and I've been hitting a lot of mayors, local officials, allow these five-floor buildings to take two floors, convert it to residential housing. Now, this will give you a rent roll, because if an appraiser was to go by and appraise a commercial building with nobody in it, it'd be worth next to nothing. It's all driven by the rent roll. So this would allow the property owners to pay their taxes for fire protection, garbage removal, police protection. And do you realize with what we have in our commercial infrastructure, you could cure the entire homeless problem in about 8 minutes.
In 8 minutes. Wow.
Well, give it 9 or 10, but it would be it would happen pretty quick.
But you know what happens sometimes to good ideas? They fall on deaf ears.
Yeah. It's, I mean, what I also have in this program reset is I just met with a congresswoman to discuss this plan where I would have, there's almost $92 trillion in shell companies and people who have not lawfully paid their taxes on money that they have. I'm suggesting let's get everybody together. Charge them a flat tax of 20%. Let them do business here. Let them lawfully use that money for purposes that would help others here, small loans. And the 20% tax, if you cut that $92 trillion in half, well, that's, you know, and in round numbers, 45, that's going to get you well over $1 trillion in tax money that we don't have to pay back, like the stimulus checks, like these other loans, the burden on the taxpayer right now with unemployment, things like that. This is a common sense solution, although it's a little controversial, because you have to look at a drug dealer. You've got a kid who's in a big city, and he's not doing the right thing. But what he's doing is he's getting his guys out on the street with his product every morning, 6 o'clock. He's got a work ethic. It's not the right line of work. But I have to tell you, I was in prison with young guys, gang members. They're not sitting around all day thinking of evil. But there's limited options for them. It just could help the country altogether for all of us.
Yeah, I think it's a great suggestion, absolutely. And we're seeing because of what's happened with the pandemic, and now because so much is virtual, et cetera, there's so many things that are changing in the world. And this is, you can't hang on to whatever was happening in the past. You got to move forward, and some of your suggestions are all about that. I mean, you look at commercial real estate properties, they can't pay their taxes. They can't pay them at all. And then you look at police, I'd mark down the street from our firefighters. They're great. They come over and they help me with the dog when he's pulling me down the street, the puppy. So I need my firefighters, Bob.
You absolutely do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, we need the taxes. You need the tax money. So it goes back to that you have to flip over the equation, right?
And here, yes. And, you know, they keep talking about the new normal. I would like to just cut that in half, get rid of normal because it's never coming back. You've got people who are now accustomed to working at home, and they're saying, you know, I can go in the office 2 days a week and I can accomplish everything else here. We are returning rapidly to a society of individualism. The advent of the 3D printer and everything that is going on right now, if you remember the Jetsons, the cartoon on TV years ago, if George Jetson wanted a grilled cheese sandwich or a hammer, he would go to the machine, press the button, and boom, it would just make it. We are here. I have petitioned many of the local cities in New Jersey to allow me to take some of these vacant industrial buildings, and I've spoken to two 3D printer manufacturers here in the States, and we're trying to negotiate to get into these buildings and educate people on how to operate 3D technology, because this will also spill over into, you know, manufacturing, where, you know, China's got these huge numbers of people, and that's the edge they have. Well, if you can make your own bowl or guitar strings or what have you, you don't need all those goods imported, and that would benefit us also, but it's like a two-edged sword.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so how do people find you? How do they find your website? What is it?
I would ask people to visit www.greatergoodmediallc.com. You got to remember to put the LLC in there because there's a lot of Greater Good stuff on the web. And, you can read more about what I've got going on, and it's been great being on with Katie.
Bob, same to you. Have a great one. Thanks so much for coming on.
You too. Take care.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Show. Time to talk about some of the key headlines that we've been talking about throughout. And I think what's making news in your backyard and mine is, frankly, what's happening with this impeachment hearing and the president the second time around in the Senate. Chuck Schumer says a deal's been made on reaching the rules of Trump's impeachment trial. Three former Republican senators slammed the president. They said he shouldn't escape accountability on a technicality. So what's interesting about all of this is finding 17 senators who would decide to convict the president, I think, is like finding a needle in the haystack, as we say so often, that cliche, but it's really, really true. So the second impeachment trial is going to go like this, and this is what the rules were that were agreed upon and announced. The structure is, Schumer says, is fair. It's going to allow for the trial to achieve the purpose, truth, and accountability. Both Trump's lawyers and the House managers exchanged a round of pre-trial legal briefs. This is normal. On Monday, ahead of the beginning of the trial, in what kind of amounted to a preview of the arguments that the senators are going to hear on the floor in the coming days. So the House managers will begin their presentation at noon on Wednesday with up to 16 hours to make their case to the Senate over 2 days. Then the president's lawyers will have 2 days to give their presentations, followed by a session in which senators can ask written questions to both legal teams read by the presiding judge, just like in previous impeachment trials. So this is normal. And again, at the request of the managers, not to lose you on this, folks, there will be an option to hold a debate and vote on calling witnesses. And at the request of the former president's attorney, David Schoen, there will be no trial proceedings during the Sabbath. He's an observant Jewish attorney, and he said, so that's, you know, 5 p.m. Eastern on Friday through Saturday, then they would reconvene on Sunday afternoon. So Mitch McConnell said, we are finalizing a resolution that's been agreed to by all parties that will ensure a fair, honest, bipartisan Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump. And Schumer said on Monday that if the managers want to call witnesses, there'll be a vote on that. That's what they requested. So, again, watch what happens starting on Wednesday. Convicting the former president with a two-thirds vote is highly unlikely. The case will serve as the first detailed, I guess, public accounting, though, of how rioters temporarily halted Congress from certifying President Biden's win and the horrible, violent attack on police officers, and then looking for, at that point, Vice President Mike Pence, who was vice president then, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as they ransacked the Capitol. And boy, more and more video has emerged of that. And to me, I think it looks much worse than I think many people saw head on. So that, I believe, is what we'll get. You'll know more about that attack that you didn't know before. But again, very unlikely that Republican senators open to voting to convict the former president. Even they say they recognize the votes aren't there for a guilty verdict. It would require, again, 17 Republican senators to join every Democrat to vote for conviction. Last month, 45 of the Senate's 50 Republicans voted in favor of a procedural motion to dismiss the trial on constitutional grounds. So I think we all get that, and the meat of this is what I said, is that it's going to be that first public accounting of what really happened at the Capitol that you didn't know. All right, the other thing that we would be talking about to make an abrupt turn in another direction, right, is we're always talking about Mother Nature, especially in the winter and the harsh winter it's been for some just recently with all the snow. Nearly 200 Americans woke up on Monday to temperatures below freezing, and even colder air, they say, could be on the way later this week. So here we are again talking about polar vortex and freezing temperatures. And, you know, when I say that, what does that mean? It means that, you know, you look at places like the Dakotas and you look at the plains of Texas, and we're going to see way, way, way below average. I was looking at one of those moving maps, and just looking at the map made me cold. Wind chill values well below zero and as low as minus 50 degrees. Our friends in Montana, you may be used to it, but it's coming. I don't know. Through the upper peninsula of Michigan, you can expect the same thing. In Minneapolis, the high temperature on Sunday reached only minus 3 degrees. The last time the high temperature was that cold was more than a couple of years ago. Fargo, North Dakota, another city that hasn't seen this kind of cold in years. The high yesterday was minus 8. It hadn't been that cold since 2019, I want to say, when the high was only 10 below. So you get it. I mean, listen, when we talk about weather, it's always about numbers, right? It's too hot, it's too cold, it's, you know, just right. And the when you see the wind chill effect and below freezing, so it's going to be a very chilly Valentine's Day weekend for almost everyone. I mean, the 6 to 10 day temperature outlook, so the 13th through the 17th, I see one in the upper peninsula in the Midwest. It just says frigid. Below that, cold. So where is it not going to be cold? Parts of Nevada, Florida. If you're in Florida, you're probably going to be doing okay there. But the rest of us are all going to be talking about, how about that weather? How about the temperature? Wow, can you believe it? Exactly. That's what it's going to be about. No question about it. All right, COVID-19, yeah, we know. It's over 460,000 deaths now at this point and 27.1 million infected in the United States since last January. And these numbers are all from Johns Hopkins. You know, when I say them on the show, they're always from there. But I always make sure that I emphasize that. So it's depressing. And frankly, it feels like in my conversations with people, we're tired, we're weary of it, but we feel optimistic. I'm going to say I've talked to all kinds of people, including many of you, when you send your thoughts through email or you call the show. So there is some optimism. Just stay strong. Stay strong, America, and keep it together. Wear those masks. I mean, seriously. We live in a free country, so you're free to do what you want to do, but I had my friend Mark Goldman on the other day, and listening to his story, I don't want to quarantine feeling like I'm not sure I'm going to make it or not. I might end up in a hospital, and it may have nothing to do with me. It's just somebody who brushed across me somehow where we were too close or something happened and somebody didn't have a mask. No thank you. No thank you, no thank you, no thank you. And here's what I love, and this is maybe part of that optimism. So Disney California's Adventure Park is going to bring back 1,000 workers in a limited, they say, reopening. So, you know, Disney fans are rabid. And so some Disney fans are going to have a chance to return to that park next month. And this is about a year after the giant theme parks closed because of the pandemic. So Disney Resorts president Ken Patrick said that the plan that they sent out to workers is that we're going to be able to do it. We're not yet permitted by the state to fully reopen all of the park's attractions, but it's not typical of a theme park visit, but we can do some things. Outdoor dining, you know, that kind of thing, cast members returning to work, and, you know, tens of thousands of the company's workers, of course, have been furloughed or laid off since last year because of the prolonged closure. And it's interesting, you know, how many times will you hear somebody, like we just had the Super Bowl, and normally you'd hear, I'm going to Disneyland. What's the first thing you're going to do? Well, there was none of that. And the one place you would think, or always in our lives, was just a constant is the theme parks, the kids and going through and different times of the year and how big the attractions are. And who would think, but that's what's happened with the pandemic hitting not just local businesses, but all businesses in some way having to make some kind of a shift. And if they were lucky, still surviving and maybe thriving, but so many other businesses just crushed by, you know, what we've just gone through. And the fact that they're reopening just a little bit, I think, gives some people a lot of hope that maybe we're going to get through this faster than we thought, or at least we'll be through it by, you know, the end of the summer. And people need hope, and I think that's a great thing. So once again, if you want to send me your thoughts, you can always do that. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're in it together. We are. And keep it real, people. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.